Teddy Swims, Lose Control on BBC Radio London. Great to be with you this afternoon. It is 2:20. Shay here today till 6 p.m. And I am discussing medication, talking about the medicine that is prescribed via the NHS. Well, specifically, the focus this afternoon is around ADHD meds. Now, since last autumn, the shortage of ADHD medication available on the NHS has caused increased anxiety to those who are relying upon it, with the shortages appearing to be down to an issue with one of the main pharmaceutical manufacturers. The problems with supply is now expected to continue until at least April. And I am asking for you to pick up the phone if this is affecting you here in London, please. 0800 731 2000. Just paint a picture of exactly what's been going on for you trying to access and get these meds. Now, the NHS and the government have been heavily criticised for not doing enough. Well, joining me now to discuss the issues surrounding the shortages and also with advice for those in need of medication is Henry Shelford, who is CEO of ADHD UK. Henry, such a pleasure to have you on BBC Radio London. Appreciate this must be a very frustrating time for those who are trying to get this ADHD medication. Firstly, do you know what has caused this shortage?
Yes, it's a manufacturing failure. The pharmaceutical company has one factory for the whole of the world except North America. It's in the Republic of Ireland, and it's had a cataclysmic failure. And we got an alert in September. There's a national patient alert issued by the NHS and Department of Health saying that ADHD medication is going to go out of stock. There is not enough alternative medication, so people are not going to be able to get the medication they need.
And what reaction has it been like from those that you're speaking to, to people that are contacting, of course, ADHD looking for support?
I mean, it's been awful. Look, and I've been impacted personally. So I take medication. I take the one that's impacted, and I've had real trouble with it and with getting medication. And I've only actually got my proper medication once since September. And, we were told it was going to be done by December last year. Now it's April. ADHD medication is life-changing for many, myself included. And the analogy we use, it's really similar to taking a wheelchair away from a disabled person that needs it. And the analogy holds in terms of the fact if you take that chair away, that person doesn't die. They don't... they're not able to work in the same way. They're not able to be with their friends and family in the same way. They're not able to live and contribute in the same way. And that's exactly what's happening to someone with a disability, ADHD, having their medication just suddenly taken away from them. And, we know people who've lost their job. You know, I spoke recently to someone, it's not only their job, it's their career of 20 years. They were put on a replacement medication they were told was going to be very similar. It wasn't. Their work went downhill, and their boss was, look, we had these issues. You told us they were sorted. We can't go through this again. You're out. And in schools, we saw the Royal College of Psychiatrists issuing a statement saying schools need to support children who are in school, have ADHD, struggling without their medication. There should be more support for them. And yet we're seeing stories and talking to parents who are having their children excluded. And that's one of our big asks, is please don't make long-term big decisions. Don't in work help people. Don't fire them. In schools, support them. Don't exclude them.
It's going to be very shocking news for many tuning into Radio London that this has been occurring since, of course, autumn of last year. But for anyone who doesn't necessarily understand, Henry, can you give us some context of what the medication actually does and how it helps, as you say, and is, providing this clearly important lifeline for those people who rely upon the ADHD medication, such as yourself?
No, sure. Look, ADHD is a tough condition, and people really don't understand that. And it's most brutally seen through the statistics on suicide. So we know that 1 in 10 men or boys with ADHD will at some point try and take their own life. And it's 1 in 4 women or girls with ADHD will at some point try and take their own life. And it it impacts every aspect of your life. You know, I have faulty focus. My focus is either cascading from one thing to another, or going the other way and zooming in for hours and hours and hours, which is fantastic when it's the right thing. But awful when you blink, it's 3, 4 p.m. and it's the wrong thing and there's so much you should have done. But it impacts your ability to read a book, to relax, read a book, watch television, watch a movie, or focus a bit and engage with loved ones. And that's why it's so tough. And the medication is a helping hand. It helps you have that control and on your attention and to be able to do the things you want to do in a way that you couldn't before. And that, you know, the analogy we use is like pre-diagnosis and medication, like it's like you're in a maze and the lights are off. You're bumping into people, you're bumping into others, you're hurting yourself, hurting others. And a diagnosis, the enlightenment that comes with it, and medication, if that's what you opt for, like it turns the lights up and suddenly you can see your maze. You can navigate in a way you just couldn't before. And that is just life-changing.
How hard, how much of a struggle has this been for you, Henry, to be navigating this without your medication?
And it's been very tough in particular. You know, I felt like really I need to, this is the moment I need to be on point, right? Like I need to be able to do everything to help, to support, to try and make a difference here when so many people are struggling and myself included. But then I'm finding myself where I'm being disabled by not having my medication, by struggling to find what I can. I've been quite fortunate to get some of the different strengths, but not my actual correct one. But vast majority have not had that. And but yeah, it's been very tough to want and to be the absolute best I can be, and obviously terrified that I'm suddenly going to have a huge percentage, like 70-80% of my capability just removed from me, without and not knowing what that 70-80% is and which 20-30% I will be able to do. And so it has been very tough.
Clearly can even hear from your voice, Henry, just how difficult this is, and that's why it's so vitally important that we speak to you, to, you know, for those of our listeners who maybe are not so aware of just the difficulties that people with ADHD who use this medication are going through right now. What would you want to say? Where can people go, or even what can they do at this point if they're struggling to find their medication?
So for people struggling to find their medication, they should first of all talk to their pharmacist. There's been a lot of people sort of ringing around lots of pharmacies, but taking their prescription off the spine, it's called. So, and they shouldn't do that. So what they should do is put it in with the pharmacy, okay. Check that pharmacy automatically sort of, looks for stock when it comes in. If they want to call around, and that can really help, call around other pharmacies, see if they've got it in stock, but only at that point, when we found some, should they take it off the spine to get it reallocated? Because otherwise we're talking to people who are calling and the prescription isn't in as a pharmacist, and then it doesn't have the opportunity to get filled for the limited stock that is coming in. And, okay. And that can make a very big difference.
Can I also ask you, because I appreciate it's important to say that for some people, this will be a luxury they cannot afford. But for those that can and would say, well, actually, I would be able to go private and just pay for this medication, what would the cost be for this ADHD medication?
Well, so look, money doesn't solve this. The factory isn't making enough.
Sure.
It gets distributed. They've put in place distribution, so it goes based on the distribution of pre the issue. So private companies aren't able to sort of buy up all the stock and distribute it. So the actual cost, the different ADHD medications, they vary in price between sort of £20 to £30 to sort of £150 per month. There is actually a very big issue that we have very long waiting lists. It varies enormously across the country from 12 weeks to 10 and a half years. And for children, that's for adults, for children, it's 5 weeks to 5 years. Mm. So lots of parents, lots of individuals are going privately because they feel they have no choice, that they need treatment and help quicker than 10 and a half years. Mm. And then actually they are stuck with these very high prices. And It's a lot of money, and it's not possible for most people. And it is very tough, and it's a failure of the NHS to properly resource ADHD, and that does need to change.
Can I just ask you finally, Henry, in my introduction, I did mention that we understand the supply issue is expected to continue until at least April. Have you heard anything otherwise? Is there any more light at the end of this tunnel, really?
That's what I've been told. I've spoken directly with the manufacturer. Honestly, like, it's a hole in my heart. I hope it is that. But in my personal prescription, I got a call from my pharmacist yesterday saying that they can't fill it, and it's expiring today. So it's been with the pharmacist for a month. So they take 28 days to expire, and during that whole period, they've not had any of my medication and not been able to fill it. So it doesn't make me that it makes me despondent about April. And of course, we were initially told December. So the idea that it might change is very front of place, and it's very worrying.
Henry, thank you so much for joining me today. And clearly, what I can hear from your voice is a very difficult time for you. But of course, all those that you are providing support to through the organisation ADHD UK. We're going to continue following this story. And if you're tuned into Radio London, you'd like to just talk to me. What a it's been like for you, please do pick up the phone 0800 731 2000. You can go to the website as well for more information, adhduk.co.uk. Right, let's get an update on the roads now. Traffic and travel with Fiona McKinnon.
Thanks very much, Jay, and taking a look out the M25, first of all, still very slow anti-clockwise approaching Junction 10 at Wisley, where two lanes remain blocked. It's the inside and middle lanes that are affected after lorry broke down. The queues, they're now back to Junction 12, the M3, so quite a long section of queues for you there. Wembley, slow for the A406 westbound, approaching Drury Way in the gas repairs, with delays back through Neasden. And in Twickenham, King Street, the A305 is partly blocked by Cross Steep by the A310 after collision. In town, still rather heavy for Victoria Embankment eastbound, approaching in through Temple. And in the city, Extinction Rebellion holding a protest against insurance companies. So currently, a group has formed outside the Lloyds of London building by Lime Street. Lime Street still looks open. Slow for Bishopsgate. Now, police also there, and city police have said that there have been 5 arrests made in relation to these protests. To update us if it's safe to do so, on 0800 731 2000. Now, with the Tube, severe delays for the Jubilee line, minor for the Central line. Severe delays for overground services between Willesden Junction and Clapham Junction, and buses replace Chiltern Railways southbound between Aylesbury and Amersham. Fiona McKinnon, next updates at 3.
BBC Radio London.
I'm Salma El Wadani.
And I'm Riz Latif.
On The Breakfast Show, we aim to start your day in London
informed.
What we also say is, if Sam King didn't do this thing, there wouldn't be a Windrush.
Entertained.
Do you know what he said?
What?
The tap pressure in your toilets are too strong. You need to turn it
and
down.
And all with a sense of sharing together.
Whatever the stories of the morning bring us.
Is it really fair?
The human beings, that's what motivates us.
That's 4 hours of our great city
at its very best.
Every weekday morning,
6 until 10.
With me, Salma El Wadani, Monday to Thursday.
And me, Riz Latif, on Friday.
Together, London, we've got you covered.
BBC Radio London.
Text 81333, starting your message with the word London.
Texts are charged at your standard message rate. See our privacy notice at bbc.co.uk/local radio privacy or find us on social media.
Radio London.
Shay Cor Gutterval. BBC.
Radio London.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Williams and Happy on BBC Radio London. Hope that you are doing well today. Talking extensively this afternoon and asking for you to weigh in on the conversation around access to your prescription medication. You know what it's like. You go to the doctor, you get prescribed your meds, and then usually you pop to your pharmacy and they'll have it. And if they don't, maybe need to come back in a couple of days. And it's usually as easy as that, isn't it? But in recent years, there have been a number of shortages, which of course are impacting NHS patients. Today, we are focusing on ADHD medication, which since last autumn, it's had quite a shortage. It's caused increased anxiety to those that are relying on it. And the shortages appear to be down to an issue with one of the main pharmaceutical manufacturers. As we understand it here, the problems with supply is expected to continue until at least April. Now, if you have been searching for trying to get your ADHD medication, can you please give me a call? How long is it that you've been without? 0800 731 2000 is the number. But I did want to extend this conversation further and ask if at all you've had issues with any meds that you take. How long have you had to wait? Are you currently still maybe waiting?